Welcome to this week's edition of BD Extra. We're here each week bringing you the latest trends from Google and around the market. We'll also be featuring a guest each week to give you a unique perspective on our new normal. This week, we've got Tom Nelson from UTour with us to talk about unassisted home tours, using Alexa in your models, and so much more. But before we get to our special guest, I have Tim Costello, who's equally special. I didn't want him to feel slighted. He's here to share the latest updates on the market and trends we are seeing on Google search. So welcome, Tim.
Thanks. But it is boring out there. That's all I have to say.
Well, are you talking about your personal life and what's going on
at
home?
The lockdown, and there's just nothing going on. But
yes.
No, as you well know, we are kind of 10 weeks into this deal. And we had 4 negative down weeks, and that's what started this.
That was not boring.
That was not boring, and that was really kind of watching a slow-motion train wreck. And for the last 6 weeks, if you have been listening to this podcast, every single week, that more and more consumers keep coming back to the home shopping market. And this last week was no exception, so it's getting to be really boring.
Tim. Let's be thankful for boring.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Well, there are some kind of interesting insights this week. So once again, the general interest in for sale new home real estate was up about 3% week over week. So more people shopping this week than last week. And of course, this has been going on now for 6 weeks. A couple of key milestones, though, have been met. First of all, there are more people, about 13% more people looking now this year than there were last year. So
that's incredible.
Yeah. So if you take the same week last year, in fact, you can even start, we look at individual weeks, we look at trailing 4 weeks, so it's kind of smooth.
Yeah, you guys get a little geeky over there.
Smooth out the curve. We look quarter to quarter. We look, you know, we have all these stats. But the bottom line is there's more people looking to buy new homes this year than there were last year. And it's now substantial. It's 13% more. And the one interesting thing that we finally passed really this week was we actually have more people looking now than before the coronavirus crisis in 2020. So if you go back to kind of January and February.
Which were amazing months for
our
builders.
They were amazing months for the industry. The industry was headed for kind of record performance in a decade, right? Everybody was super psyched up. We actually have 5% more traffic now than we had back then.
Hmm.
So we have kind of eclipsed all previous tracked records. So, you know, we have been touching on this issue that this crisis has transitioned from a demand crisis to a sales crisis. And I think that this last week has kind of put the final piece of evidence that we need in that argument. And we can kind of, you know, sit down and stop having to talk about that anymore.
Right.
So we can rest our case. Clearly, there's a lot of demand. There's more demand than last year. There's more demand than even earlier this year. We have fully recovered from people being interested in shopping for new homes. The challenge now is how do you get them, you know, over any resistance that they might have or challenges with credit availability or credit quality or down payment requirements or selling their existing home or fear about job losses or things like that. How do we get them over all of that
right,
and pull them across the threshold?
Great. Well, that is incredible good news. And it is interesting as we look at last week, there was almost kind of a settling in the whole builder industry and the builders that we work with of, you know, I think they stopped feeling like they were catching a falling knife. They kind of felt like things are settling in and they realize they have a business to run and they have real people who want to buy their homes. Now it's just, how do you do that? Maybe with one arm tied behind your back. How do you get creative to do that?
Yeah, I mean, after 6 weeks of, you know, constantly improving market
yes.
demand and traffic, I would hope that they would start to settle in and go, hey, I guess there are a lot of people out there that actually want to buy a home. Maybe
yes.
I should actually find a way to talk to them, find a way to bring them over, show them my homes, find a way to sell online, right?
Great.
And I think in the case, most builders have pivoted. They've done a really good job. We had, as you know, a meeting of a whole bunch of builders the other day, and I really congratulated them. I'm actually really, really impressed by how quickly our industry has pivoted this time and kind of adopted to this new normal of remote selling and virtual buying. I've been very surprised by the nimbleness of our industry.
Right. Just pivoting super fast and adopting new methods and new processes.
Yep.
So that is a great segue into our special guest today. Because we've been talking for weeks about how builders have pivoted and adjusted and and embrace new methods and processes and products. And, you know, some of them are just so obvious. We kind of call them the pivot products, such as bots and Envision and Virtual Design Center, Matterports, virtual tours, kind of things that were always craved by our shoppers. And a lot of times this is just forcing us to meet customers where they are, and at last, you know, long last, acknowledge the self-service economy. So our special guest today is Tom Nelson. For almost two decades, Tom has been influential in helping shape the marketing strategies for builders around the country, and he has been president of his real estate marketing agency, NDG Communications. Now, Tom has taken his expertise in home building and is a founding partner in UTour, an innovative service that allows home shoppers to enjoy interactive, self-guided tours of a home builder's inventory, homes, models, and sales centers on their schedule. And this solution certainly falls into our category of what's hot versus not in our new normal. So welcome, Tom, to our podcast today.
Well, Melissa, thank you so much. Thank you for having me, and I'm just grateful for the opportunity to talk to you and Tim today.
Great. All right. Well, let's dive in with some questions. I know I've got some, and Tim no doubt has some over there as well. While UTour is certainly in that hot category that I just described in terms of the new normal, the solution's not new. You've been working with builders on this solution for over 2 years. What prompted you to even go down this path on UTour?
Well, you know, as you mentioned in my bio, we've been working with home builders in marketing and advertising for over 20 years. So we're constantly looking for ways to help our builder clients increase their traffic and sales. So initially, this started over 2 years ago as an initiative to help one of our national home builder clients increase their digital lead conversions to on-site appointments. You know, most builders report that they convert about 20 to 25% of their e-leads to an on-site appointment. So we were just really doing a lot of research to try to understand what was holding back that remaining 75% that we're registering on the builder's website, but not actually visiting the community sales center. So we did a ton of research. We did a bunch of surveys. We were able to work with a lot of our clients and several national home builders. We also collaborated with the Washington Post to do some surveys to ask those leads and said, okay, if you visited a builder's website and registered, why did you not show up? What we found was that 51%, that 51% said that the office hours of 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. were just not convenient for them to visit a community.
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting, Tom, because you look at that, and retail has gone through that, but they went through that kind of 20 years ago. If you remember, retailers used to also all close.
Right, banking hours.
And then there are banking. Remember, banks weren't open on afternoon on Wednesday.
Or lunch when you had time.
And the retail and banking world, right, has all made that transition. It's just that we have kind of kept this traditional notion that, well, anybody should be able to get out to see me by six. And if they can't, well, then they should come tomorrow. But I know in my life, you know, certainly before the pandemic and the lockdown, getting someplace by 6 o'clock was almost an impossibility.
Right.
I mean, just one busy work life, then traffic, then just the sheer distances in our major metropolitan areas to try to get to someplace else. You're talking about having to take off work and make special accommodations just to go see a home and walk through a model home, which seems ridiculous,
right?
You know, in retrospect.
Right. And what else did you find?
And when we look at weekends, you know, we were also asking them about, well, you know, builders often tell us, well, they can just come on Saturday. Well, if you think of your own personal schedule, how busy everyone is with youth sports and activities and, it was just the busyness of everyday life. They just felt that, you know, they just couldn't fit within that window. The research also showed us that 43% said they didn't want to speak directly to a salesperson on their first visit. They wanted to be in control of when they got to talk to a salesperson on their terms.
Another one of those novel retail trends that we've seen everywhere.
Yes.
Now just hitting building space again.
I think what you said is really key, Tom. It's not that they don't ever want to talk to the salesperson. They need that salesperson. They need that assistance. It's just that kind of initial visit where they kind of want to self-serve and they want to self-actualize through the process.
Yeah, the analogy that I learned from it was really like, you know, when you go in, when you do go into a retail store, like a Nordstrom, and the salesperson hits you right away and says, hey, can I help you? And the answer is always almost no, but it's not what I really mean is I just don't want your help right now. Yeah. I'm going to need you in a minute. Let me look around. I want to get information. You know, I want to self-serve and get my own information. And then once I narrow down my my decision process, now I'm going to want to talk to you and get your expertise and get your help. So it's not that I don't want to talk to you. I just don't want to talk to you right now. And I think that correlates a lot to what we saw in the data and the surveys here as it relates to home builders.
Right. Well, and we did a lot of surveys and tracking of buyers through their buyer experience to study their friction points. And we literally had customers kind of hiding around the corner of model homes waiting for the salesperson to leave so they could sneak in and see that house while they weren't there. They were, you know, just almost like just kind of surreptitiously looking for that magic moment. So not unusual, you know, and not certainly anti-sales, just, you know, as you're getting familiar in the process. So you set off on this journey a couple of years ago, and now you've got UTour up and running. Can you share data then on how it's working and how it solves kind of those problems you talked about?
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, as I mentioned, you know, most builders leads to on-site appointment conversion rates around 20 to 25%. And, you know, we're talking pre-COVID when there were no meeting restrictions or shelter-in-place mandates. But with UTour, we found that our lead on-site visit conversion rate is about 47% year-to-date. And so that 47% of all UTours that are scheduled through our platform are actually held. The visitors show up.
Hmm.
About 39% of those schedule tours to visit more than one home. We built a multi-tour functionality tool that when you schedule a tour, if there's other homes available in that community, to tour, we basically, you know, share that with them and say, would you like to schedule these other tours as well? So year to date, we're averaging about 2.6 homes per visitor.
Interesting.
And the other interesting fact here is if you schedule a single tour, just one home, the average duration year to date has been about 20 minutes. If a visitor schedules multiple homes, the duration reduces to about 11 minutes. So when you factor that in with the 2.6 average homes per visitor, the total time that they're there inside the home is about 29 minutes. So that's kind of all the facts information. But, you know, again, don't want to get too into the weeds on the data. But what I find most interesting in our data is the insights that we're able to give our builders that is provided by the multi-tour data. You know, I mentioned the 39% of all UTour leads scheduled to visit more than one home, and they average about 2.6 homes per visitor. Well, when you cross-reference the missed tours, which is about 50%, when you dig into those, more than half of those missed tours were for shoppers that were touring multiple homes.
Hmm.
So when we filter down even further into individual visitors, we can determine the homes they're most interested in based on what they actually toured versus the ones that they scheduled but never actually entered. So we often see a scenario that looks like this. The shopper schedules three tours. They spend 20 minutes in home one, 11 minutes in home two, and they don't even go into home number three. So there's a lot of valuable lead scoring and preference insights available that we can do to say they're probably most interested in home number one, possibly home number two, but home number three doesn't really meet their needs.
Hmm.
So there's a lot of interesting insights that we can gain on their preferences of the homes based on the multi-visitor data.
So I'm going to ask a $10,000 question. I call them free-range consumers. So I'm going to throw this term into the mix. And by free-range consumers, I mean, it's how consumers act when they're not penned in by the constraints of the business, right? And what UTour allows is it allows me to shop whenever I want, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, pretty much 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When I'm penned in with a normal model, you're only open from 10 till 6, Monday through Friday, and only certain hours on Saturday and Sunday, and blah, blah, blah. So I'm penned in. I have to meet. When do shoppers, when they're free range, when do they actually want to come see homes? What percentage of them want to see homes outside of what you would consider traditional operating hours?
Yeah, majority of our tours are happening after the model is closed in the evenings. There are a few instances, but it's a lower percentage in the mornings. But we see the majority of the tours have happened after hours, after 6 o'clock. And what's interesting, the real interesting fact is since the COVID crisis started, we say that we've kind of taken over date night. Meaning our most popular day and time since the COVID crisis started now has gone to Saturday at 7 p.m. And the second most popular time is Saturday night at 8 p.m.
Okay, so I think with all the restaurants really and bars and that is fascinating.
Yeah, I think with all the, you know, the restaurants and bars and retail shopping closed in most cities, I think people are looking for something to do on Saturday night. So they say, hey, honey, this home we've been looking at online, we can go see it ourselves. And I think that that's what we've been able to provide is a new venue for date night.
Well, okay, there's a silver lining. I like that a lot. But it does speak to, you know, that's what is on people's minds. They do want this new home experience. They're going to continue that process.
Now, see, as a capitalist pig, I just immediately jumped to the upsell opportunity of ordering, like, chocolate-covered strawberries, a glass of wine, maybe,
Now, I thought you were going to, oh, I wonder if my wife would like to go visit new homes. That's a really cheap date night.
I would always go there, of course.
But how cheap is it? Because you might buy one.
No, not in our household. But I'm just saying that what a great cross-sell opportunity, right?
Yes, totally. I love that. So that's fascinating because I was going to ask you how things have shifted with kind of our new normal. And I think you've kind of nailed it. And I also think you're speaking to people have time, which kind of reinforces there are people out there shopping and looking for new homes. They're not encumbered by all that stuff that we filled our days with.
But I think it speaks to something you say, people have time. You know, I think when you say that, we go, oh my God, nobody has any time anymore. But we do. Mm-hmm. Okay. The question is when. And the modern economy, it allows you to decide what to do when you want to do it. You don't fit in the constraints of somebody else's office hours and business hours, right?
Right.
Think about when do you buy things on Amazon? Whenever you want.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, fortunately or unfortunately, that's permeating every other aspect of our lives. And, you know, what Tom's enabling here is they're enabling consumers to decide to be able to shop whenever they want in the new home world. And you can see their behavior is changing, and it's telling us that free-range consumers actually want to shop in very different office hours than what we're willing to physically staff.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so I'm going to back up a little bit. So when you were doing this research a couple of years ago and you were trying to solve a problem, I know you looked at solutions that were out there that, you know, and at the risk of stepping on your startup pride, unassisted access could be viewed as somewhat of a commodity. What other problems does UTOR solve beyond just the access component?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we never really set out to start a company. As I mentioned, you know, we started this 2 years ago. We researched and actually we met with many of the providers that are out there. Because we were trying to make sure that they could meet the needs of our home builder clients. But the problem was we couldn't find something that fit everything that we were looking for. Obviously, we needed access control, but you mentioned it's somewhat turning into a commodity. But I also didn't want to be limited to a proprietary lock. So that was the other item we wanted to do. We made UTOR work with any Z-Wave lock from all the major manufacturers, Yale, Schlage, and Kwikset. That way, the builders can get the locks right from their own vendors using their own contracts and things of that nature. But the other thing that we wanted to do and what I was most excited about was I wanted a voice-enabled AI solution. So I wanted to give that visitor the same information that they could get through the sales presentation. So think of like museums that are offering self-guided tours where a voice divide can provide all the information as they tour through the museum. I wanted to bring that experience into the home because while the consumer, I had to understand the consumer did not want to engage with a salesperson on their first visit, I also agree and understand the need that, you know, we need to make sure they have the information to understand what makes that home unique. So I wanted to be able to do that in a way, but yet still let the home shopper be in control. So that was one of the pieces that made us want to create our own solution. But then I also saw this as being just an open-ended ecosystem. I wanted to make sure that we could go beyond just regular, you know, inbound marketing integrations and CRM integrations, which are kind of standard now. I wanted to have smart home integrations to control lighting and temperature, and I wanted to have multimedia. If you put an Alexa show in the home, to actually watch videos and get engagement there. And again, I just wanted this open architecture that allowed for easy automation and integration with the builder's tech stack now that they're using now and what they might use in the future. So that was kind of really why we felt the need to create our own entity.
Interesting. And I know, you know, you've got many more plans coming up of things that you are going to be adding into that ecosystem. So it just seems with, you know, with the successes so many builders are experiencing, and certainly we're witnessing a lot of builders coming forward in this, you know, in this new normal that they want to talk to you. Why isn't every builder in the country jumping into this and embracing this?
Well, I think part of it is, you know, they're a little bit, I think there's some genuine fear amongst the industry about the whole self-service consumer model. You know, change is never easy for anyone. I think builders, though, you know, think, go back to the early 2000s. They didn't want the internet or websites either, but the consumers demanded it. And we all agree the industry is better off for it. So I think the same is true with, you know, today's consumer. You know, they have a demand for that self-service on-demand experience that they expect to be in complete control of. They want to go as far as they can in the process for any purchase. And they expect to be able to self-educate themselves along the way. But when they do want sales support, they want it on their terms. They want to be in charge and say when they basically need help. And I think the industry is just a little bit slow to adopt and embrace that consumer mentality. But, you know, if we can look to anything, we need to look to, you know, the car industry to prove that, you know, hey, consumers want this type of experience, even on large purchases. We used to, as an industry, always say that, you know, we were insulated from that because our, you know, transaction was so complex and you went into debt for 30 years and things of that nature. But there's a lot of other players in the real estate industry that, you know, have brought solutions for that. So I think that we just have to really embrace the self-service model. And I think that might be a little bit of a challenge for some home builders. But I think one thing that COVID did for us is it fast-forwarded the adoption rate substantially.
Yeah, and we're just finding that on so many fronts, you know, that the consumers really drive the dance of how we engage with them. We just sometimes, to your point, we resist it, or we hope the consumer trend will go away, or we won't have to deal with it. But I think you're right. In this situation, many of the solutions and products are really, you know, you almost have to do them. So it's really helping us move forward. What's another concern or fear that a builder could have around unassisted access?
Well, of course, security is an obvious concern, you know, but we do take many steps to ensure that a self-guided home tour is a safe experience. You know, first we take visitors through an identity verification process before we provide them access to the home. Using a credit card or a government-issued ID, we can know and approve those visitors before we ever allow them access to the home. We also take some common sense precautions like availability times. We recommend making self tours available no earlier than 6 a.m. in the morning and really no later than 8 or 9 o'clock at home. We don't advise having people in the home at midnight or 1 a.m. So using some common sense there will help. And lastly, you know, we're looking to integrate with security systems. Security system integration is really important to our builders. We're working with companies such as Alarm.com to be able to arm and disarm security systems around the tour. So we want to make sure that we can help make sure that the experience is safe and secure for both the visitor, but also to make the builder feel comfortable with the home that they've invested so much in and making it available when they're not on site.
That's some really good common sense. I mean, to your point, at 2 o'clock in the morning, that is when shenanigans can happen. So I think, you know,
it could also be disruptive to the neighborhood. You got to remember that some of these, you know, the model home could be right next to somebody that actually lives there, and having people parking, getting out of their car, entering home, turning lights on, you know.
And insomniacs like me, I'd be like very aware of all that and watching that. It would give me something to do in these crazy times, but that's just some good common sense advice. I think a lot of times we assume unassisted access is 24/7, and that may not be the best way to approach. So with all new technologies that we launch and that we work with other companies to launch, what is always fascinating is we invariably find a hidden gem. A problem that we end up solving that we didn't actually intend to solve, and it just emerges. Has there been a hidden gem that builders have found in using UTOR?
Yeah, absolutely. The hidden gem we found was how we could help builders protect their profitability in final opportunity communities. When that builder's down to just a few home sites or inventory homes left, it may not make financial sense to fully staff the model for, just the model home and a couple of remaining homes. So we also found, in all honesty, the salesperson's not too thrilled sometimes about being in those closeout communities when there's only a few homes remaining either. So our platform would allow the builder, and has, we've done this with several builders, to where they can convert those closeout communities to make them completely self-service through self-guided tours. And then that way, the personal appointment can be made if the home shopper is ready to actually transact and purchase. But we don't have to spend the dollars and save money on overhead by not having to staff the model and all the typical things that come with being open.
So there is a gem for sale. So while sometimes sales might be a little bit nervous, in terms of it actually has a real benefit, because who wants to be that salesperson sitting there with two homes left to sell in the community?
It's kind of like being in the penalty box.
Yes. And you do hear that, they don't like that. And I don't blame them if your mission is to sell.
Well, I got a question for Tom. So, you've been super fortunate in that you've looked forward with technology and found a way to take emerging technologies to craft them into useful products for our industry. If you're looking into the crystal ball, if you are looking forward, what new technologies do you think are on the horizon in the kind of near term, meaning maybe in the next 2 or 3 years? And then what technologies do you think might be in the offering for something beyond three to five years?
Well, there's things we're working on right now that we're hoping to bring, to market before the end of this year. We're very excited about some of the stuff that we're working on right now with future integrations for automatic smart home controls, such as thermostats for temperature control and lighting controls for dimmers and switches. We want to be able to turn lights off and on, after the tour. Let's turn the lights off. Before the tour, let's turn them on. The thermostat control, after a tour, the last tour has happened at 9 o'clock, let's go ahead and raise the temperature and save on those energy costs after hours. And then future other, there's all kinds of smart home integrations that we could do that are all here today. But we're really excited about a lot of the technology that Amazon's coming out with for their voice innovation. They are making and will be making in the future vast improvements in multimedia control to make the voice user experience even easier to use for people. We're really excited about that. We are integrating with Atlas RTX, who you guys know very well and partner with as BuilderBot, with their sales RTX follow-up chatbot service. But, we are going to potentially collaborate on a future in-home chatbot experience as well, so that if we can give home shoppers options, they can engage with the voice technology, or they can get a similar experience just through text if they prefer. So there's a lot of exciting things that can happen where the technology can seamlessly blend in with other technologies that are happening at the home, just to give the home shopper the best possible experience and the best tour that we can.
And that's great to hear for the builders. So, if as they engage with UTOR, there's a future in that, and the technology will continue to evolve, which, is great for them, that they can kind of tag along with you on your journey. So I have one last question as we wrap up today, and I love to ask this question of all of our guests, and that is, it is really challenging right now, and we're having to kind of bend in new and different ways. What do you see as the biggest silver lining for all of us in the home building industry as we go through this?
Well, I think home builders, we mentioned before, have been a little bit slow to adopt to the consumer trends and, the expectations and demands of today's consumer. So while it's been very stressful in the industry to try to completely revamp their business processes to be able to transact in a virtual world right now with the shelter-in-place mandates and quarantines and things of that nature. At the same time, I'm really excited for the industry as a whole because I feel like this has fast-forwarded us years. We were a very slow adopting industry, but I think this has finally been what the nudge that the builders have needed to really, really embrace all the technology that's out there and really take advantage of that. So I'm really excited about that. And the nice thing about that is that, you know, we're all like hoping to get back to normal, but we all agree that there's this new normal. What I hope happens is that we don't revert backwards. I believe once you give the consumer the option to transact in this new way and go as far through the process virtually as they're comfortable with, we don't want to take that away. It just creates another option that makes it easier for a home shopper to do business with a home builder. You know, yes, it's going to be great to get the models back open and have personal interactions and presentations. But how great too to offer, as Tim said earlier, let people who, you know, want to do their research and their shopping and all that on their terms whenever they want at their convenience. I'm real excited that there's solutions and implementations that'll be there in the future.
Great. Well, I think you kind of nailed it. I think we have to let the consumers lead the dance, and I don't think consumers are going to let us go backwards. So I think we're moving forward full steam ahead. Well, thank you, Tom. Thank you, Tim, for joining me today on this week's edition of BD Extra. And we will talk to everybody next week. Thank you.